Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Monday morning, joining us online, it's Anthony Bonici from anthonybonici.com. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Gilly. How are you doing?
Going very, very well, thank you. Mate, we as Aussies, we love to back the underdog, whether it's, well, particularly on the sporting field, but I've seen it transpire in politics, in the workplace. Everyone loves getting behind underdog. Why is that such a big quality? Why are we so passionate about the person, the battler, the guy coming up, rising from the ashes, etc.?
You go to the races and you watch someone putting money on the longest odds type of thing, or even watching that little sporting carnival in Tokyo last week. I was absorbed, and I was actually watching a game between the US basketball, US men versus Iran. Okay, and just on paper you go, okay, whitewash, right?
Yeah.
And it was playing out that way. I can't even remember what time it was, maybe second or third quarter. It was 50 to 20 or something like that. And I watched one play where the US got the ball and they went down the other end. And the Iranian guys, nothing against the Iranian people, beautiful people, they didn't even bother defending. Like, and the commentators went, wow. Like, you won't see much of this again type of thing. It was the clear underdog. So after that, I thought they were so already demoralised. Inside of me said, I'm sticking this on. I want Iran to score some goals here, right? And that's that underdog thing. I know nothing about the Iranian basketball team, but there's some factors there. And about 2 years ago, I was interested in this topic and did a bit of research and was reading some papers. And there was one guy who put something together that really made a lot of sense to me. There's three core reasons why particularly Aussies, but people from around the world will back that person who's, you know, behind the eight ball, so to speak, the underdog. There's three reasons, right? So the first one is just an overriding sense of equity and justice. We want the world to be as fair as possible. We really do. Right. We don't want someone to dominate all the time. So there's that equity part. The second one is our hopes and dreams are sort of implicit in it as well, because we've all been the underdog, right? Some of us have been behind the eight ball a lot, maybe not so much, but we can always empathize with that Iranian basketball team where they're getting smashed. And so our hopes and dreams are sort of tied up in them, and we see a replica of us there.
Right.
So there's that element. But the third element is the big one, which is really fascinating and a little bit frightening. It's called Schadenfreude. And I apologize to our German friends, our German listeners. Schadenfreude, I think it's said that way, which is basically the translation is harm joy. So Schaden is German for harm, and joy is Freud, right? So Schadenfreude is when we actually have pleasure, we gain pleasure from others' misfortunes.
Right.
And usually it's for someone who we believe is a bad person, okay? So if we watch a movie and we see a really bad person, we want them to be, you know, to go down. We want them to be in pain, so to speak. And we get, and it's linked intrinsically to the first thing we talk about, which is justice. So this element of Schadenfreude, which is a bit of a spooky thing, because it's pretty bad that we actually get not just happiness for the underdog, but it's nearly the opposite. It's we want the big guy to come down.
Right.
And that's an element of our psychology that's a little bit frightening.
Yeah, it certainly is. All right. It's some of the reasons why we back the underdog. It's a characteristic not just of Australians, but of humanity.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, it's implicit in all of this. And I guess depending on how we've been brought up, so our environment and our genes, of course, but different societies. I mean, we in Australia here, we're a tiny population. So we are the underdog when we play, you know, even when we look at the medal tally from what's going on in Tokyo at the moment, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, we're tiny, and I got a massive sense of pride. I think it was Friday of last week, waking up and saying, oh, we're fourth. We're ahead of Great Britain. We're ahead of countries that are 10 times our population.
Yeah.
How cool are we? That sort of pride and joy stems from those three things that we spoke about.
Anthony Bonici from anthonybonici.com joining us this Monday morning, mate. As always, thanks for your time. Have a great day.
You too, mate.